Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Taluga.
The Reaching Green is at the gate. Let's do a recap! Last time on Dicey Situations, Theo awoke to be reunited with the gift scrapper Dozer, who had been trapped in Brandini since Tidagol fell. After filling in Dozer on all that had transpired, the gang made their way beneath the city to meet with Trapsmith Yerg. The wiry old kobold revealed that not only was he Yarno's uncle, but also once a friend of Theo's parents and sister. Yerg had helped Ellie plan a heist of the Dreadforge Museum nearly a decade ago, a museum that now operated as more of a shrine to Krizik and his maelstrom. After making plans to once again rob the museum of more Dreadforge tech, the gang made their way back to Hamhead Tavern for their breakfast plans. After showing off his culinary skills to make a perfect cornbread taco, Taluga and the boys made their way into Brandini Village to deface a statue and chat with a pigeon about some new weapons and armor. With their errands wrapped up, the Chaos crew followed Malva to Stone Gripper Keep to meet the Triplet Council and make a plea to broker a parley between the Hill Dwarves and their estranged cousins, the Firebelly. After impressing Stagley with a perfect taco, negotiations seemed to be going well when their meeting was rudely interrupted by the Reaching Green. We join our heroes now as all of Brandini is threatened by the Vine Curse plants that have finally creeped their way to the southern wall. Boys, you hear the crash of wood against stone just to the south of the keep you are in right now. You can see that the dwarves all look panicked. What would you guys like to do?
I'm going to, against probably better judgment, I'm going to try to run up to the plants and, like, see if I can ring up Ivy.
Okay. So I will say a lot of these dwarves, a lot of them have actually, the, like, soldiers seem to be like, guard the council, seal off the room. The rest of you soldiers, make to the wall. We must defend the village. What would you guys like to do? You guys like to try to defend this place or head right to the wall to try to make some moves? You're saying you want to head right to what you believe to be? Perfect. What about you two? You guys going to follow Taluga out?
I always follow Daddy.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really going to defend them. I'll just let the dwarves defend them.
Exactly. They're the masters of wards and seals.
I'd like to try and enlist Malva on the way out, though.
I'm going to get Malva involved. Yeah. All right, perfect. Actually, I'm going to need a persuasion check. Because she is kind of stuck between, like, duty and whatnot, as you'd like.
She's going to stay put. All
right, so as you guys are running out, Malva's like, be safe out there.
No promises.
We'll defend the council and make sure everything's locked in here.
Where did we leave Dozer?
Dozer, I would say, is still probably with Trapsmith Yerg.
Okay.
So as you guys run out of the Stone Gripper keep, you can see like a big stone wall close behind you and glowing dwarven runes kind of light up on the outside wall. It seems that they have kind of sealed themselves off from any kind of threat. And go ahead and make survival checks as you guys follow the soldiers and guards kind of running toward the southern wall.
24.
9.
14.
Okay, Theo, you lead the gang. You guys are just following Bleebly blindly into battle, as you often are wont to do.
That's my god.
You see Reggie's like, this doesn't sound so good. He's running behind you guys. His little legs are a little bit shorter than everyone else.
Reggie, jump on.
Make the grab bar. Gooey grab bar, activate.
And you guys fly your way toward the southern wall. Make perception checks for me, if you would.
18.
13.
23.
23, hell yeah. You look up and you can see that the southern wall is already being covered in these thorn vines seem to be creeping up from the outside of the wall over the balustrade. As you guys run up, huge boulders are flying past the wall and landing in the village. So you completely crush a cart next to you. And as you
guys... What was in the cart?
Oh, that's a great question. Perception or investigation, Jack?
7.
8.
Hold on.
Let's go for the 9.
10.
With a 10, as the cart explodes and vegetation flies everywhere, you can see there's a little raccoon man.
My cabbages!
Thank you.
Anytime, guys. You know what I'm here for. And you run up. You get to the top of this, like, this defensive wall. You can see that there are thorny plants growing over the side. Make some perception checks now that you guys are on top of the wall. Because of the way the height works here, you can go ahead and make them with advantage.
23.
21.
12.
It is chaos on this outside of the wall. You are at the southern border of Brendini with the mountain behind you. And as you look out over this grassy field that leads into the forest behind Brendini, you can see this massive gnarled black tree walking forward, lifting these huge stones and throwing them at the wall, trying to destroy it. You guys can go ahead and make an insight check, because I know you're all real panicked right now.
17.
14.
24. Don't tell me that's Big T.
This is not Big T. This appears to be a different kind of tree. This is a weeping tree ant. And you can see as it is moving toward the town, hurling these boulders, there are blood-soaked tears pouring out of this tree's body. It is covered in this dripping black blood. And as it is hurling these things, you look down, you can see that there are these vine blights climbing up the side of the thorn. Picture, if you would, the Children of the Briar, but much larger. These are full humanoid-sized creatures made entirely of bramble and vine. They have these thick, thorny bark arms, and they are climbing up the wall, about to crest it and get to where you guys are right now. All of these vine blights, we'll see you guys kind of lined up on the wall. They're each about 10 feet below you climbing up right now.
Is there anybody else at this wall with us?
You can see that there is kind of some dwarven soldiers running back and forth. Some of them are hurling these alchemist fires, much like the ones you guys have, down and trying to burn away some of this shrubbery.
Is there anybody visibly in charge?
I would say at this moment, no.
Okay.
I'll also say with your very high perception checks, you can see that leading the way in front of this giant weeping tree ant, there are these large bushes that are on fire, and there is just billowing smoke coming off of their bodies. They are also pouring this weird black blood. They are leaving a trail back into the forest.
They're coming from the direction of Tidigal and the bog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey.
Big T!
Son, that's not Big T.
I know. I'm calling for him.
Hold on. I'd knock on one of the ivy pieces. I'm like, Ivy, are you here?
Okay, let's call this either perception or persuasion. You can both make it, because you guys are both kind of yelling into the forest for help here.
Would they get me different things?
They will.
15 on perception.
15? Persuasion?
You both notice the same thing. Deep in the woods, behind this weeping tree ant, you can see covered in bark and vines just at the cusp of the forest, a vaguely female wooden shape in the woods. But where Ivy, of course, had this very beautiful bark face with this lovely hair, you can see that this face is completely covered over in this dark black wood, and only a center eye seems to be at the center of this creature's face. Long, thick, viney bramble hair. They are not moving toward the battle, but you can see that their vines are connected to all of the creatures that are heading toward the wall right now.
How far is that figure?
I would say, from you, Theo, 75 feet.
No response from Big T?
No response from Big T. No response from Ivy.
Well,
remember that black stuff that was coming out of Big T when we met him?
Yeah, and
similar.
You said there was those little blight things?
Yeah,
these blights are climbing up the side.
Were those the things that were attacking Big T before?
No, these look much bigger. They're about the size of Theo.
Were they, but are made they of the wood. Same species?
No, those things were
white kind of fey creatures. Yeah. These look like they're legit made out of kudzu vines.
Okay. Well,
Taluga, you will be the first to act.
I gotta know. See you later.
Do you want me to bounce you?
Yeah, launch me, son.
I'm going to take the form of the cannon.
I'm going to full sprint, bonus action.
To get up to this figure in the woods?
Yeah.
Okay, athletic check from Glubnor?
Nat 20.
Can I get an acrobatics check?
Oh, dirty 20.
You form into the shape of a cannon. You see Taluga, you kind of climb inside Glubnor. And you spin like a little cannonball through the air over the battlefield and land right on the other side of, in front of this forest. And I'll say Reggie's actually going to cast Featherfall on you in the air so you don't take any damage from falling. You're just
Where are you going? What are you doing? This is crazy plan.
Yeah, I know. I'm probably going to die.
Okay. You land in front of this wooden figure in the woods. What would you like to do?
Now that I'm closer, are there any features that would I mean, other than being like another dryadish female figure, anything else that would point out that this could be Ivy or would not be Ivy?
Make an insight check for me.
19?
As you approach it, this creature looks like it is going to attack, and there's just a moment of hesitation. You can see that bark-circled mask across this creature's face just for a moment unfurls, and you can see Ivy's face unconscious underneath it. And you can just see a flicker of life in her eyes. There's just a moment of panic as the face then wraps back around her. And you can see that she's once again covered inside of this thing. Also, can you make a religion check now that you're this close?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a nat one.
You have no idea what has happened to Ivy. Something is not right, and there is an evil energy around her, but you do not know the source of it.
No. I could just utterly waste my turn.
I really wish you had left some of those fires behind. Those, 24 pack. I know you have two, but...
Sorry, guys. I'm gonna reach for my anointing oil.
Okay.
It counts as a greater lesser restoration.
Okay.
I'm gonna, without reaching my thumb in, I'm gonna try and splash some on her. And
perfect.
See if like a lesser restoration does anything.
Yeah. I guess make like a range attack for me, because you're kind of trying to like throw it on her.
21?
21. The anointing oil smashes on her bark skin. And you can see that the hard kind of like almost like burnt black wood recoils back at this anointing oil. You can see like the top of Ivy's torso now. She is flickering in out of consciousness. And with that, I will say there's just a moment where she kind of comes to consciousness and goes, Toluga.
Yes, Ivy?
The bar's stuck. And she gets pulled back into the forest. She was going to be in this fight and she hit like a motherfucker. You basically removed her from it. You can see that these black vines wrap around her body and pull her back into the woods.
Well, this is going to be a longer quest than I thought, guys. I shout back as loud as possible.
Okay, Toluga, do you have anything with your bonus action?
I'm going to activate my claws.
Awesome. Are you using, you got a lot of claw things going on. Your claw tattoo or the giant floaty claws?
Flip dual pulp.
There isn't anything immediately next to me, right?
Not now, because you leapt over the battlefield. You are about 30 feet from the big weeping tree ant, 20 feet from one of these flaming bushes that is in front of it.
Then I will use the tattoo arms.
All right, sick. What does it look like?
It looks like just... It's going to be stupid. It's just my arms, but actually like buff and detailed just for
perfect.
Like how Toluga imagines his arms.
Super cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see that the bleebly ink on the inside of your arms and the guns on the outside, this ink just wraps around your entire arms and you just have these big buff inky arms across your forearms. Dope. I'm going to say your movement was fucking flying across the battlefield.
Yeah, that's
like
fair.
A cannon. That is going to be my execrable shrubs, which are the flaming ones. One looks and sees that a fish man has now leapt onto the battlefield with him. The big flaming shrub is going to come at you, Toluga. He is going to make a burning slash at you.
Please don't. You're gonna miss.
Whip a vine. It does miss with a 12. You can see he whips this. There's like a vine on fire comes out of this bush, and you just duck out of the way as it kind of slashes across you.
Gotta be quicker than that.
Fucking fantastic. The other one is going to move in front of this big weeping willow tree, and it is going to use Smolder. So you can see it shakes its big flaming bushy leaves, and this big cloud of smoke appears in front of it. It creates a 10-foot radius around it that moves with it. It is basically anything behind this thing is heavily obscured. You'll have disadvantage on attack rolls against anything behind it, which is just the tree for right now. All right, cool. That's going to make a little defensive move here. That is Reggie. I was like, oh boy, what are we doing here, guys? What's the plan? It looks bad. Those guys are climbing up. They look scary. That tree looks mad. What do I do, Theo?
So I'm going to yell back, it's the bar stuck, boys.
You guys can make history checks for me if you would like.
I rolled a 4, but I remember stuff.
Yes.
Mine's a 9.
Okay. You guys would vaguely remember the bar stuck paths. And you, Mark, can tell me what you remember, actually.
There was a demon that twisted them all up, and then I can't remember where it went.
Yeah, no one did.
Yeah, so I'm assuming the chickens have come home. to roost.
Yep. I can't believe you clocked Ivy and then immediately got the information out of her. That was really fucking impressive. I love when people use roleplay in combat to figure shit out. That was fucking awesome.
I'm like, all right, the only thing that I could possibly have that could help would be a lesser restoration, because I don't want to cure their wounds.
And I was really hoping, like, if that didn't work, it would slow her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, is she slowed?
Oh, you know what? I
make the save.
No, she's not in control of this thing. Like, the vines are.
Is that thing slowed?
I'll make a check. Let me just check real quick, because I got the bar stick has a pretty...
They're just going very slow as they
well, pull. I mean, we can still catch her!
We can't remove her from the vines, though.
Yeah, that's a 17. They make the save on that.
I would say, but we could hit them, at least. If they have a minus two to the AC.
We tried to chop the vines around, but yeah. I mean...
Wasn't Ivy tasked with being the guardian of the Barstuck Baths?
Yes, but...
So why would this thing forcibly take her over?
Probably because... it's a demon, but, I mean, she allowed us to go through without an issue. The demon could look at that as being, like...
She betrayed it?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, you guys are like up on this wall, like trying to piece together what the hell could have happened. Reggie uses a movement to run over to you, Theo, and he's like, "What do you think? You want to go fast?
Let's do it."
Okay, I'm sorry if you get super burnt out. I'll try to not get hit. You see spinning gear magic wrap around Theo. You are now hasted.
Gotta go fast.
And it is now your turn, Theo, with the vine blights up next.
So, question. The things that are crawling up the wall, since I would be shooting down at them, would I have advantage?
I would give you advantage.
Okay.
And I will say that right now you can see that there are four of them climbing up the side of the wall.
Dope.
Yeah, you guys are in a defensive position, so I want to reward that with some kind of a material advantage for you.
So I'm going to get lean over the edge, and I'm going to use Judge's Sentence. I'm going to sharpshooter feet, and I will start shooting.
Go for it.
Now all these people hear a gun for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Does a 17 hit?
17 hits.
Okay. So it'll be 17 damage on the first one.
This thing looks hurt. You can see it reaches up and it almost grabs your wrist, this big spiky arm, and you pull back and blow this thing's arm off. Its left arm that was reaching out to grab your gun. It's still climbing over the wall, but it looks very damaged.
Gonna do the same thing with Judge's Sentence. I'm assuming 11 will miss.
11 just misses.
Okay. And then the third shot with Judge's Sentence. 24 down to 19.
Definitely hits.
And it'll be 23 damage on that one.
Yeah, as this thing leaps up to go over, you just put a bullet right through this thing's chest, and you see it drop back on the wall and fall down into this like little wall of spikes.
All right. Bonus action, Executioner's Hand. Just see if I get the nat 20, which I did get the nat 20.
Oh, no! And I'll say, there was one climbing up toward Reggie on the other side of you guys. You'll say you're firing at that one.
23 damage.
It is barely hanging on. You can see that this thing climbs up over the wall and you just like blow a huge chunk of its neck and shoulder off. Like vines and like bits of like this kudzu just fall on the ground, but it is still barely climbing towards you and Reggie, all fucked up.
Action surge.
Oh, no! Go ahead. I don't know why it still scares me every single time he does it. It still freaks me out.
The one that is like very close to death, I'm gonna leave. I'm not gonna shoot that one. I'm gonna go shoot a different one.
Okay, cool. There is one a little bit further down the wall on Reggie's side, and I'll say basically for the way this kind of map works, you guys are on this stone wall. There's tons of thorns on the outside of the wall. The one that had climbed up at you is dead. There's one further down the left side of the wall near Glebnor, and there's one further down the right still alive near Reggie. Would you want to fight hit the one near Reggie or near Glebnor?
The one near Reggie, I know. Perfect. Glebnor can handle himself.
That again.
So 27 down to 22.
Definitely hits.
I'm assuming hits. That'll be 15 damage.
Okay, this one's looking pretty injured.
And then next shot on him. That's going to hit, but just checking for the nat 20. So 28 down to 23. 22 damage.
Another one of these vine blights. Just as it got over the wall, you see it's like all these like spines of plant go to kill this dwarf. And right before it does, you blow this thing's head clean off. It drops in front of the dwarf. It's like, oh my goodness! he's a little panicked, but that one is also dead. You still have your bonus action. There's one left.
No,
on that
I used the bonus action.
Oh, okay, perfect, perfect. Earlier. Gotcha,
so
gotcha, gotcha. Okay,
that
cool.
should be all my actions. I'm going to run. Can I basically run towards Reggie and be like kind of a shield by staying in front of him?
Yeah,
so
yeah, totally.
If anything pops over, they have to either go around me or
perfect.
Hit me. To,
before yeah, actually, that was really Reggie. Smart. You get in front of Reggie as the vine blights get over the wall. And the one that is like really injured gets up on you, Theo. This one is now the vine blight's turn. They are going to try to constrict you. Oof, it's a dirty 20 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay, so you're going to take 9 bludgeoning damage. And this thing is grappling you. And you are restrained. It can only constrict one person like this, but you can see the really injured one. As you were running over to get in front of Reggie, this thing just jumps over the wall, wraps an arm around your neck, and is trying to drag you down off the wall. You can feel these thorns dig into your shoulder as this thing is like struggling to keep you still. And I think the thing that you feel the most about these creatures that they're grappling you, it's like steel wrapped around your arm. This like hard wood. You can feel like your wrist almost breaking as this thing is constricting around you. Another one on the...
How much was that damage?
9 damage.
9 damage. Okay.
And one of the other Vine Blights leaps over to attack Glebnor. It's going to do the same thing. Try to hit you with the Constrict. Only a 7 to hit.
Nope.
And this thing is just like slashing at you, Glebnor, as you get ready to go into battle. It is actually now your turn, Glebnor.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and go into a rage for my bonus.
Makes sense, makes sense.
How close is...
Right on you, within 5 feet. The one that just attacked you.
No, Theo.
Theo from you on this wall. Theo is being constricted 55 feet from you.
Jesus.
Yeah, you guys are like on a really big wall. And you can see that you guys kind of positioned yourselves on opposite ends to kind of get like a big scope of the battle here. There's one right on you, and about 55 feet away, you can see Theo is wrestling with this one that's trying to drag him over the wall.
Okay. I'm going to clobber the one right in front of me with the...
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to use the hammer. I'm assuming the 23 hits.
23 definitely hits.
3 bludgeoning, 5 acid.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hit him with the Divine Fury.
Okay, a little extra stank on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, so no, 10 because I'm raging, so that's 10 regular damage, and then another 2 on the Divine Fury for 12.
Okay, so 12 total?
12 total.
Gotcha. Okay, cool.
And then I'm going to stay put because I don't want to take the op attack.
Cool.
But I want to...
You're mobile.
I'm going to move over to...
You can get
Theo.
Back to Reggie, or you can get like toward Theo. Yeah.
I'm going to go right in with them, and I want to say to Reggie, when I kill this thing that's grappling Theo, warp me to daddy.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. You have 40 feet of movement, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get right up on where Reggie was, and you and Reggie are both watching as this thing is trying to kill Theo. And you look across the battle, and you can see that Toluga, this big, giant, flaming bush, is just walking toward him. That is going to be the Weeping Tree Ant. This giant, black, gnarled tree is going to huck a rock.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Who's he hucking it at?
You know what? How about each of you roll a d20? We'll see who he goes for. I'll have Reggie roll one, too.
Stay throwing rocks.
It's kind of like a luck check, I guess.
You got a 16.
8.
4.
Unfortunately, Theo, you got a rock coming your way.
Can Reggie cast Featherfall on the rock? It's like a nerf ball.
So it's going to huck a rock. It's kind of hucking it at the wall, but... Oh, okay. It's going to... 22. That's going to hit you?
Yes.
All right. Theo...
Does it also hit the thing grappling him?
No, it's just one target for his attack. I need to take 18 bludgeoning damage as this fucking boulder like slams into the wall and you're covered in like rock shrapnel as this thing is still trying to drag you down the wall. Actually, because you're restrained, I'm just going to see if we got a nat 20. I don't. I forgot I had advantage. That is the tree ant's turn. Toluga, back around to you.
Real quick.
Yeah, sure.
When I hit the... Thing, the what the fuck are these things called?
These are Vine Blights, the little
Vine
guys.
Blights. Yep. When I hit it with the Divine Fury, that's radiant. Did I notice anything?
No change.
Okay.
I will also actually say, just because you could have done it if you would like, if you want to go reckless, that would have given you advantage and we got your sneak attack. It means I'll have advantage on you.
That's why I didn't do
okay.
it.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I just wanted to give you, let you know that was an option for you.
Yep.
Toluga, that is you.
So is the bush right up on me?
Bush is right up on you. He's actually, I would say he's 10 feet away because his vine lash attack gave him that kind of range.
Oh, but he has reach.
Yeah.
How far away is the treant from me?
Let me just check real quick. I believe the treant from you on the ground, 30 feet.
And
I was supposed to roll an extra damage dice on the one that's hitting, grappling me, because that's the one I hurt, because I have piercer critical.
Oh, you're right. You get one more dice. I will let you know right now. Mm-hmm. It'll be 3. Here's how many hit points he has left.
Turns out he's not grappled.
Not grappled, but still eating rock.
Yeah, but at least get those other 9 points back.
True.
That'll help mitigate the rock.
Yeah. It's one extra damage dice. He could hit it.
Yeah, it's only one.
Okay. So this thing is up with 2 hit points. Yeah. Looking real bad.
Can I position myself so that both bushes and the tree are within 30 feet of me?
Yeah. Here, you
without
can kind of,
taking...
Yeah, I'll have you... You can rotate around this bush.
Okay.
And you are now kind of in the middle of all 3 of them.
You already told me, like, this tree is not a big T. It's a completely different
Different tree. You would know the baggy neck. This is not him.
All right. I'm going to look up and I'm going to be like, may the power of Bleebly compel thee! And I'm just going to erupt light.
Okay. What is that, a con save? What are you doing to me, you maniac?
So many things.
I know. You get a lot of fucking features. It's under
it's
your
a
channel,
DC maybe. 15 con.
Con. Okay, cool.
And then it's 2d10 plus 2 rating.
Okay, let's see. Wow. All 3 fail.
Okay, I'm rolling the dice.
2, 11, and a 6.
Hell yeah.
16 radiant.
Ooh, okay. And you can see you burn brighter than these bushes. as you can hear, like, kind of a high-pitched whine inside the tree, the bushes. They didn't love that. The big tree is kind of very stocky, so you can see that he almost doesn't really know, like, pay attention to it. He's mostly focused on hucking rocks.
And then I'm going to use my bonus action to activate the Blipdor poop.
Oh, the big claws?
Yeah.
Okay. So you now have big, inky, actual arms and big, floating, white claws.
Yeah.
It's a wisdom save?
DC 15 wisdom save or take 2d4 psychic damage.
Okay.
And it's within 10 feet of me.
That'll get all of them.
Okay.
Damn, I'm rolling so bad. A 6 for my treant. And the shrubs. One got a nat 20, one got a nat 1.
Oh my god.
You said it was how many psychic damage?
2d4, which is just 5.
Okay, cool. Chipping away. Let's go, boys. All right. So you can see now Toluga. It's actually hard to see because there's just like so much smoke coming off one of these flaming bushes. You guys can just kind of make out that Toluga is in the middle of both of these bushes in the tree. And just you can see like bombs of light coming through the smoke. And then like for a second, you just see big floating white claws. It's just chaos down there on the battlefield. Awesome. That is my shrubs. They're going right for Toluga. You're a fucking maniac down there.
Understandable.
They are both going to make burning slash attacks.
No, they're not. You can't touch this.
One misses, one hits.
Told you, you can't. Ah!
you take 4 slashing and 4 fire damage.
Okay.
And actually, can I get a very quick investigation check? Mind now that you're so close to these bushes.
12?
You just make out that inside of these big flaming bushes, there's corpses. It's hard to tell what kind of corpses so far. But there are dead bodies inside of these bushes.
I shout back, there's corpses in these bushes, so don't worry. But that's also really messed up.
Okay, that is Reggie. Reggie's freaking out. Reggie has also learned the benefit of not kill stealing.
Is Reggie going to hold his action?
What would you like to hold his action for?
I want him to vortex warp me as soon as I that thing.
You
want to
get vortex warped. Reggie will hold his action to vortex warp you until the one fighting Theo is dead. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's the last of the... there's the one down the way.
One down the way, yep.
But I figure it's 55 feet away, so once I kill the one that's on Theo, he can warp me and Theo can range.
Perfect. All right, cool. Theo, that is your turn. There is this barely clinging to life, brittle vine blight trying to drag you down the wall.
And restrain means I have disadvantage.
Disadvantage on your attack rolls.
Okay. Question. The big tree,
mm-hmm.
it's down.
Yep.
Would I have advantage on those attacks?
You would, but because of the bush, it kind of cancels it out, so it would be a straight roll on the big tree.
What's the tree doing?
It's causing the heavily obscured condition.
Gotcha.
Which technically gives you the like blinded condition against it, which is just disadvantage. So these two things kind of just even each other out. So I will say because of the way this is kind of lined up, you would have a straight roll against the bush in front and the big tree, but the bush in the back attacking Taluga, you have advantage on. But because you're restrained...
Didn't the bush move to go attack him?
He's kind of in the middle of two bushes and the tree. Okay. I also say because you're restrained, you have disadvantage. So there's a lot of shit canceling it.
Kind of. I was just trying to see because I know I was I know I was disadvantaged. I want to know if I was at advantage for that thing. So I'm going to pump a violent shot into this. I'm going to use Judge of Sentence with a violent shot. Against the tree.
Okay.
26.
26 hits. I'm like, no, it's a 30. I started like just wildly making bullshit up.
So that's 2d10 plus 4. So 19 plus 4 is 23. Then plus 10 on top of that because...
That was sharpshooter?
Yep. So...
33?
Through the smoke and through being restrained, you hold this thing off your back, pull Judge's Sentence out, and shoot like a full bow off this tree. You see like a big, like rotted arm fall off of this giant colossus weeping willow.
Then we'll do another violent shot. The one that he attacked that's down the way.
Perfect. Yep.
I'm gonna shoot with Judge's Sentence. 25 down to a 20.
That hits.
Okay.
It has 10 HP. You don't even have to roll. Just the 10 from sharpshooter will kill it.
Okay.
You can see that the one that had come over the wall, that kind of, you can see there's still some slime leaking off it when it got hit by the hammer. It starts to sprint down the wall, and you just take it out immediately. You can see there's a dwarven guard who's like, fucking A! So you just immediately take this thing out as it's kind of sprinting at you. Awesome. That was your action. Anything with your bonus action?
Those are my two normal.
Those are your two attacks. Normal. You have a hasted action.
A hasted and a bonus.
Yep.
So the bonus action is going to go first. After using my left hand to shoot the two things, I'm going to just pull Executioner's hand up and try and shoot it straight in the face.
Awesome.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20 hits.
For 11 damage.
As you put a bullet in this thing's mouth, you feel your gun get recharged with magic. You get your trick shot back.
I got my two trick shots
back. Oh, I know. You got a couple more now. We got our tome. Good job, everybody.
And then...
Vine Blights are all done. Yep. You have killed all the Vine Blights on the wall.
And now I will do the...
Hasted action.
The hasted action. I'll do a violent shot. I'll have advantage with this shooting the tree.
Awesome. Perfect.
So 24 down to a 19.
To hit the tree? Yeah, that hits the tree.
Yep. Okay. 27 damage to the tree.
Oh, boy. Tree looks hurt. He had so much health. Where did it all go? You see this massive tree through the flames of this bush is just like riddled with holes as it's going to pick up another boulder. I will also say as the Vine Blights drop, Glebnor, you feel this twisting clockwork magic swirl around you and you appear back to back with Taluga down on the battlefield.
Hi, Daddy.
Son, what? Whoa.
Oh, good. It worked.
Wait, what do you mean
it worked?
Big gooey thumbs up.
I've thought about using it. I wasn't sure. It worked. We're good.
Okay.
What? I'm excited. I didn't know.
Good job, Reggie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Reggie.
Glebnor, that is your turn. You're down on the battlefield. You're back to back with Taluga. There is a massive black tree to the right of you.
Do I have disadvantage on the big tree?
No, because you're down on the field and you're kind of behind where the big bush is, you're treating the tree as regular.
Okay.
You'll also get sneak attack because you're next to Taluga.
All right.
Hold on. I wouldn't have got the... It wouldn't have been at advantage.
Oh, cool. You're trying to get a 17. That's the AC on the tree.
No, I think I miss.
Okay. Do you remember how much damage you did on the last one?
Yeah, I would have got... It would have been 16 to hit and not... So 17 I would have missed. So gotcha. It would have been 27 damage. Okay, it's cool. Not.
Tree still looks fucked up, but not as badly as I thought.
It's giving us a chance to get the kill, son.
Such a generous god.
I just wanted to be fair because I just realized that the thing
smoke
was
still up. Yeah. Still heavily obscured back there. But yeah, you, the big bush that's like pushing all the smoke off, if you want to fight that thing, you'll have to fight it in the smoke. You'll have disadvantage on that one. But if you're trying to fight the tree or the other big shrub, those are normal. Okay. You'll have sneak attack on the two of those because they're next to Toluga.
Okay.
At least the tree is.
Let's attack the big tree.
Go for it.
Well, hold on, son. Don't kill it. Because Ivy was still present. So this one might still be in there.
He was almost dead when Theo attacked him.
Yeah, he looked like he just, like, 27 damage would have been a lot. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
I would say he's missing, like, one of the big boughs of his tree, but he's still, like, up, you know?
I mean, I don't hit like Theo.
I mean, no one
hits anyone like does.
I'm going to attack the big tree.
Yeah, go for it. Chip away at this big motherfucker.
I have way too many things helping me hit that hard, so...
I'm going to go ahead and assume the 27 hits.
I'll do it.
So that's 10 damage... plus 2 for raging, which is 12, 5, so 7 bludgeoning, 5 acid. I don't know if that affects it.
Does not.
Do my sneak attack for additional 4, so that's 16.
Okay.
Then I'm going to hit him with the Divine Fury.
Okay. Look at all these builds coming online. It's beautiful to see. Love it.
Ooh. 7.
Hey! I think that did.
You said 16. You didn't do Theo.
Yeah, so 16, so that's what?
23.
23.
You did slightly less than Theo would have done. Still pretty fucking good. That is the treant, though, who is fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Understandably so.
And then I'm going to bonus action, 2 weapon fighting.
A quick stab?
Give him a little stab-a-dab-a-do.
Cha!
I'm going to try and tap him, get some maple syrup. So I pull out my spider fang.
Oh, sick.
And jam it in the side. 23 hits. I'm going to take it.
Sure does.
For another 9.
Okay.
So that's, what, 32?
32 total.
Yeah,
you did more.
Dude, looks fucked up. You're just smashing it and stabbing it. There's, like, weird, like, syrup and blood everywhere. It's a fucking shit show down there. This thing is rip shit.
Don't you hurt my daddy!
You didn't hit me.
I couldn't see. There was smoke.
Like, as you say, don't you hit my daddy, he's going to make 3 slam attacks. he's going to make 2 at Toluga and 1 at you.
I'm going to warding flare one of them.
Okay. Here, let me make
if it hits.
This is the first one on Toluga.
You can't touch me.
That's
you're
a
bad.
Dirty 20 to hit.
Okay, I'm warding flaring.
To 26 to hit.
Okay, well, I'm taking that.
You are going to take 17 bludgeoning damage. He'll make 1 more attack at you.
Mm-hmm.
27 to hit.
Yeah.
That's me, though, right?
No, that was still on him for 14 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Final one on Glebnor. It's a nat 20 for 35 bludgeoning damage.
You're raging, though.
And let me just check some gear real quick.
Luck point.
I'm down.
You
did a total
luck point. Reroll it.
31.
Reroll that nat 20. I'm still got my luck for the day.
I'll actually say, let me just check something real quick. You can save that luck point because as this massive thing brings this giant thing down to slam you, you can see like this huge fist coming. Reggie is going to use a little bit of clockwork sorcery magic to cast Restore Balance, getting rid of this thing's advantage. So he'll make another roll.
Where was this when he knocked me unconscious?
You're unconscious?
I had 30 health. You did 31.
Oh, no. as he pulls his fist up, you can just see Toluga is just in a little crater. He's just crumpled in all this broken bark. I'm so sorry. I still hit you, Glebnor, but it'll be a lot less damage. 22 bludgeoning.
So half it to 11?
Half it to 11. Toluga, I am so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
This thing just hit really fucking hard, and you guys are right down there with him. Can I get a death saving throw?
I guess. That's fair.
Oh, no. Glebnor, you look down, and Toluga is crumpled into the ground, and this big tree is still riling up. Looks like it's going to keep wailing on him. It looks like it's going to kill him.
It's not the tree's turn anymore, though.
It's not the tree's turn anymore.
But the bushes go.
That is the bushes. One of them is going to go after Glebnor.
I go before the tree's next turn, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Glebnor, you are going to take... he misses with a burning slash.
Okay.
And the other one is actually going to, the like big smoky one, is going to head up and try to start climbing up the wall toward Theo.
Of course, Sentinel's on the ground.
I'm so sorry.
Don't lie.
I hit you so goddamn hard. I'm so sorry.
You wanted me not to kill the tree.
Well, you can knock it unconscious.
Oh, and I will also say something. Can I get a real quick perception check as the bush that is on fire is like heading toward the wall from Glebnor?
16.
You notice that the two burning shrubs, their roots start pulling blood from Teluga's body. They are going to use a special little trait.
Called Murder the Fish.
It is called Healed by Blood. Whenever a creature is reduced to 0 HP within 60 feet of the shrub, it gains 5 temporary hit points. So the two shrubs both just got back 5 temporary hit points. I am so sorry, they're vampire trees.
On fire vampire trees.
It's a bad time. What the hell's going on? Shit's getting crazy.
Light them up, Theo.
Reggie. Does Reggie have any ranged healing?
I don't think he does. He could have given us aid.
Oh, shit. Oh, that looks bad. Uh-oh. Whoopsie. Okay. I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out. Reggie is going to just shoot a firebolt at the big tree. You piece of shit fucking asshole. He just hucks a flaming firebolt across the way at the tree ant. Let's see here. He hits. For, let's see, little Reggie that could, an astounding 11 fire damage to the big tree.
Jesus.
I fucking got him! Look at him, he's all crispy now, Theo! Oh, I'm sorry, we have a lot going on. This is a good day for me, not so much. Teluga, it's gonna be fine! He's just really panicked up on the wall. Theo, that is your turn.
I think Theo's just, like, blocking out everything Reggie has said. He's, like, locked in on trying to figure out who to kill, because he sees his best friend Teluga over there on, you know, on the ground.
I'm so sorry. You were rolling so hot all night, and then it was like, of course you do a combat episode.
And I eat
you
shit.
You just get whomped by a nat 20. I'm so sorry.
Do you have any more of the anointing oil?
That was my plan.
Okay. Well, then
I'm going to do the old whip your anointing oil special.
Oh, and I'm so sorry. I forgot the trees only got the temp HP. They didn't actually go yet. I didn't actually roll for them. For the one that was going up at you, I'm going to make one whip attack at you. Theo.
How much movement does that thing have?
It was fucking cooking. They have a thing where they can move extra fast on the vines that are down there on the ground.
Okay.
Scumbags.
It's a 23 to hit. Take 5 slashing and 4 fire damage, Theo. And this thing is like, it's like a big shrub on fire climbing up the vine wall, just whipping up. And Theo, like, as you're looking down on the battlefield, it just lashes around your arm and cuts you. And it fucking burns like a motherfucker. It is now your turn, though.
Do I have advantage on this thing?
Sure do. Still below you.
Dope. Violent shot.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. This one's on fire, so this is just straight.
Straight? Okay.
Yeah, because you have advantage. It evens out.
Okay. Violent shot anyway.
Yeah, go for it.
Sharpshooter. Nope. I don't think so. 14's not going to hit, right?
14 just hits.
Oh, it does. Okay, dope.
It's just a bush on fire, man.
You hear echoing out of the little crater.
So 9, 8, that's 17. Mm-hmm. Plus 4 is
21.
Plus 10 is 31.
You shoot the tree and it just explodes. Whatever thing is like keeping this bush like on fire, it just ignites and this tree just falls and crumbles into dust at the bottom of the vine wall.
Do the corpses tumble out?
Yeah, actually make an investigation or perception check for me.
So 19.
You see that...
is it the Briar Children?
Corpses scatter out. It's not the Briar Children.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
You can see that one of the bodies inside this bush, it's a Krizik worshiper.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Huh. And I would say with a 19, he has a bandaged shoulder where it looks like someone may have shot him with an arrow.
Yes! He was marked by Bleedly.
He was.
He's been marked once again.
All right.
Should we keep fighting these things?
I mean, yeah. Sorry, I'm dead.
I mean,
from me, how far is the other, like, bush?
The big bush? Oh, let's see here. Kind of far across the battlefield. 50 feet.
Okay, that's easy. And has that thing been hit?
A couple times. It got mostly toasted by the giant beam of light that came out of the smoke.
The beam and the claws.
It couldn't comprehend the claws, so it's also been hurt by that as well. It got a little bit of hit points back from the blood on the ground.
Gotcha. I'm trying to make a decision here, because I have three attacks left, so I'm trying to dole them
out.
Just
a bonus action?
No, that last one was I have three normal attacks, and then the bonus action, so I have four attacks. Jesus. That was the first.
You see, Reggie's like, glad I hasted that guy. He's on the wall still.
Well, I think you could just clean up everything.
Well, yeah, but I want my trick shots back, and I'm trying to decide if I should try an executioner's hand this thing to get my shots back.
What a greedy, greedy god.
Yes. You're damn right.
Well, just because this first wave is dying doesn't mean we gotta go get Ivy. Mm.
So, violent shot. That one's not on fire, right? So I would.
It hasn't like done its little smoke ability. So it's still on fire, but okay. It hasn't created a bunch of smoke.
Okay, so
you have advantage on this shot.
Gotcha.
Because the smoke one's down, you now advantage on the bush and the big tree.
So 21 down to 16.
That'll hit.
So it'll be 2d8 plus 4, 22 damage to that one.
Okay. Seems looking real fucking hurt. It's barely a shrub. It's more like a. Looks just going like a little. Flaming potted plant at this point. There's like one leaf left. It looks really fucked up.
We'll do judge's sentence at advantage against that thing with a sharpshooter. 27 down to 22.
Perfect. This thing has two hit points left. I'm not gonna make you roll those.
I mean, I'm gonna roll it. Anyway.
You just now you're straight flexing. Go ahead. What's that damage?
24 damage.
You can see that it was like one twig with one leaf that Theo perfectly shoots just the leaf off. Like a dead-eye shot gets her the last leaf, just in case.
And then last attack was on the tree, the dead-eye shot. Sharpshooter. So 18, 27 down to 22.
22 hits?
That'll be 16 damage to the big tree.
Big tree looks real fucked up. Very hurt. You out of attacks yet, Maniac?
Yes. Okay.
The tree is like clinging to life, but it sees that like Toluga is crumpled on the ground, and it looks like it's really intent on driving its roots through his body. So vine blights are all dead. Glebnor, it is your turn with the treant next. I will let you know. This thing has 8 hit points left.
Can I use the anointing oil as a bonus action?
I will use that. It's basically like using a potion.
By the power of Bleebly! Whoosh, only onto Toluga.
Okay. Would you go ahead and make that con save for me? Blue, mm-hmm. It's a 13.
13?
Oh, I am slow. That is 6.
You're like, it takes you way longer to blink than it should. Oh, wait, you don't blink. You don't have fucking eyelids. You're like really slowly getting up. But you can feel that there is... some anointing power in this oil. Go ahead, roll. I think
take an 11 HP perfect. Back.
11?
Yeah. Awesome.
4d4 plus 4, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, I think it's 2d4 plus 4.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because it's like basic potion, kind of.
I thought it was a greater.
I think it's regular. I'm pretty sure. I don't have the baggy neck pulled up, but I want to say that's the case.
Okay, then let's do 7, 8, 9, 10. Still 11.
Yeah, same thing.
All right, awesome. All right, and now I'm going to fucking clobber this tree.
Go for it.
Okay.
16?
16 misses.
Reckless?
You can go reckless if you want.
18.
18 hits.
So the 12 to kill it.
Would you please...
I don't even have to sneak attack it. I'm not going to kill it.
Okay.
I want to hit it as hard as I can directly on the forehead between the eyes and knock it out.
Okay, I'll let you try to knock this thing out. Yeah. Just kind of get the flat end of the hammer.
Yeah, and just...
And you see you bop it in the center of the head. It's like... and falls back, slams into the ground. There's this big cloud of dust. We are out of combat.
Daddy!
Yeah, oh man, crazy. I ate a lot of damage. I gotta stop floor tanking, guys.
It is so funny that you're like... Oh, all the big guys are down there. I mean, you're right in the middle. Just dove in like a psycho.
I got one.
You got like big AoE attacks off before you went down. So very fucking impressive.
Okay, hold on real quick. I'm going to like inspect the tree.
Yeah,
to see
sure.
if it was similar case to like Ivy. Like if it was being...
I'm going like, to give him the help action.
Underneath yeah. was something that was being, you know, puppeted.
Insider not. Perception.
For a 21.
A 21? I will let you know. This is a big evil tree.
Can we kill it now?
It's unconscious. Up to you. What do you want to do? You can see that there. You kind of like pull back the bark to see if maybe it's like a corrupted baggy neck of some kind. This is a twisted, pure demonic tree okay. that was made from some kind of demonic presence. I'll say with your kind of like passive cleric abilities, you're getting like big infernal energy from this big twisted black tree.
Don't worry, son. I got it. And I just jam my stick in its eye and like twist.
Oh! It just sprays sap out of its eye hole. We are out of combat. Anything you guys would like to do before we end this episode? How are we feeling?
I want to... So there's bramble at the base of the wall?
Yeah.
Can we get up it or is it like...
You could climb up it. Actually, go ahead real quick. Also make a perception check for me.
I want to loot. I want to grab what I can off these plants.
Go for it.
I don't perceive shit. Five?
It's not good.
You're doing a perception?
Right? Yeah.
There's got to be something on these things. I didn't get Yamcha for no reason. 17.
Jam your hands in its knot hole.
I will say that...
start digging around.
You can see that like this big corrupted black tree... like it's, you could see that it was channeling some kind of weird, strange magic from its long, brambled arm. And I'll say you grab this blackened arm and twist it and pull it off. You can go ahead and add the staff of the woodlands to your equipment.
Okay.
How many staffs do you need?
Apparently, well, I got to return this one I yank it out with the eye still on.
Might want to shake that off before you give it to.
Yeah,
Nancy.
I gotta give it a wash.
This just gives you a bunch of stupid tree abilities, which I think you will probably be very good with. So, and you have this like twisted, long, black staff now.
Awesome.
Pretty tight.
And can I get a perception check from also from you, Taluga? And you can make one advantage, Theo, because you're up on the wall.
Natural 19 for a 25.
Unbelievable.
Perception 19.
Okay. You see, Glebnor, you still have like all this like smoke in your big blue eyes you're trying to clear. Yeah, you blow and just like...
I do like the when Boo gets mad.
Perfect.
Whistle, tea whistle.
But I think Taluga down on the ground and you up on the wall, Theo, you trace the vines from this thorn wall into the forest. And you know that all of these vines lead to Ivy. And we will catch things up next time on Dicey Situations. Thank you all for listening and don't forget to keep it dicey!
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.